Report: Forensic analysis shows smoking gun Hunter Biden email is unquestionably legit. By Edwin Mora on October 30, 2020. A forensic analysis reportedly concluded this week that an April 2015 email suggesting Hunter Biden introduced his then-vice president father to an executive at the corruption-linked Ukrainian gas conglomerate Burisma is authentic. The April 2015 message, which lies at the heart of the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post, purportedly from a laptop allegedly belonging to Hunter, suggests Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden likely lied about not being involved with his son's overseas business dealings, described as shady by critics. This week, the Daily Caller News Foundation, DCNF, which obtained the emails on Hunter's laptop from New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Wednesday, shared the April 2015 message with a cybersecurity expert who determined it was unquestionably legit. On Thursday, the Daily Caller reported. The DCNF provided Robert Graham, the founder of the cybersecurity firm Errata Security, with a copy of the email and its metadata for forensic analysis. Graham, who has been cited as a cybersecurity expert in The Washington Post, The Associated Press, Wired, Engadget and other news and technology outlets, told the DCNF, on Thursday, that he used a cryptographic signature found in the email's metadata to validate that Vadim Pashersky, an advisor to Burisma's board of directors, emailed Hunter Biden on April 17, 2015. Graham previously told the DCNF that emails sent from Gmail, such as Pashersky's message to Hunter Biden, can be absolutely verified beyond a shadow of a doubt by testing its contents against the unique DKIM signature found in its metadata. "The contents are provably legitimate," Graham said, referring to the email. The New York Post first reported the April 2015 email in mid-October, describing it as a smoking gun showing Hunter arranged a meeting in 2015 between Pashersky and Joe. In the email, Pashersky reportedly thanked Hunter for inviting me to Washington, D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together. Hunter's work for Burisma between 2014 and 2019, when then-VP Joe was in charge of U.S. policy towards Ukraine, including anti-corruption efforts, raised eyebrows even among Obama officials, who saw it as a conflict of interest. As VP, Joe leveraged $1 billion in U.S. aid to push Ukraine to oust its top prosecutor in March 2016. The Ukrainian prosecutor wanted to investigate Burisma for corruption. Joe and his presidential campaign have denied any wrongdoing related to the Hunter emails but have not disputed their authenticity. Biden's presidential campaign asserted earlier this month that his schedule shows the 2015 meeting never took place. Nevertheless, the campaign later told Politico it could not rule out the possibility Joe had an informal, cursory interaction with the Burisma executive that did not appear on the former VP's official schedule. The U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, has confirmed to Breitbart News and other outlets that it has the laptop with the hard drive containing thousands of Hunter's emails in which he discusses his overseas dealings. DOJ, its FBI component, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, have all dismissed allegations peddled by Democrats and their mainstream media allies claiming the emails are part of a Russian disinformation campaign. The NY Post and Breitbart News have extensively reported on the contents of what has come to be known as Hunter's laptop from hell. Meanwhile, the Democrat-allied mainstream media and big tech companies such as Twitter, Facebook, and Google have tried to censor the story. On Thursday, a DOJ official confirmed the FBI is actively investigating Hunter and his associates as part of a money laundering probe opened in 2019.